Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS is one of the nation's leading industry-based nonprofit AIDS fundraising and grant-making organizations. By drawing upon the talents, resources, and generosity of the American theater community, since 1988, they have raised more than $250 million for essential services for people with AIDS and other critical illnesses across the United States. Broadway Cares awards annual grants to more than 450 AIDS and family service organizations nationwide, and is the major supporter of the social services program at the Actors Fund, including the HIV/AIDS Initiative, the Phyllis Newman Women's Health Initiative, the Al Hirschfeld Free Clinic, the Dancers Resource, and the Stage Managers Project. Tom Viola is the executive director of Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS, and he joins us now. Tom, welcome back to the Roundtable.
Thank you, Sarah. Good to see you.
So, startup questions. Sure. Remind us what Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS is, what you do.
Sure. Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS is the fundraising and grant-making organization of the Broadway theater community. Working with shows on Broadway, off Broadway, across the country, on the road with national tours, and actually a good many of regional theaters and summer stock theaters. We actually also reach out to a lot of high schools, colleges, and community theaters through our education and outreach program, who often will do appeals as part of the productions they may be doing in their high schools or colleges. Sometimes they actually do events sort of mirroring our Broadway flea market, which is great. It raises a couple $100,000 every year. But all together with everything that we do here on Broadway, as well as across the country, last year, we raised probably about $18 million and awarded over $12.5 million to the Actors Fund, their safety net of social services, everything that they do for folks in the entertainment industry, as well as to another 450-some AIDS and family service organizations all across the country in all 50 states. That's food banks, health clinics, housing programs, harm reduction programs, case management, quality of life programs, all sorts of things, reaching out to folks living with HIV and the challenges of other debilitating illnesses, as well as a lot of personal issues and crises that people are facing right now.
Tell us more about the Actors Fund and the services that they provide.
The Actors Fund was founded by actors in about 1888, which hence the name. But in fact, they assist everybody in the entertainment industry. Here on Broadway, that means if you do anything in that theater to make that show happen, whether that's on stage, behind the scenes, front of house, a management office, a producer's office, backstage, musicians, whatever that is, if you get a check to make that show happen, you qualify for assistance at the Actors Fund. And the Actors Fund is essentially the employee assistance program of the entertainment industry. What that means is we fund, Broadway Cares, funds a number of, basically everything they do, that's a safety net of social services for everyone in the industry. We began by funding the HIV/AIDS Initiative, as you know, when we started in 1988. That began to expand in 1996, when we began to fund the Phyllis Newman Women's Health Initiative. And now that includes three supportive housing programs, the Al Hirschfeld Free Clinic, Artist Health Insurance Resource Center, the Addiction and Recovery Services, the Dancers Resource, the Stage Managers Project. Literally, we're a bit of everything that they do. So those folks in the community, in the Broadway community, who are helping us raise all this money, there literally isn't any way that some of that assistance isn't there for them if they should need it. Last year, that was about $5.2 million that we sent over to the Actors Fund. Since 88, I think it's been about $78 million. I mean, they literally, I'm on the board of the Actors Fund and also with B.B. Newworth, co-chair the Human Services Committee. And last year, the Actors Fund assisted about 17,000 folks all across the country with everything from helping to connect someone to Obamacare, to a flu shot, to rental assistance, to the advocacy they may need to help connect them to other benefits. It's really an extraordinary resource for folks in the business. No, so that's one half of what we do.
How did you find this calling? How did you come to it? And how long have you been doing it? And what keeps you going at it?
Sure. I've been involved since the beginning. I was working at Actors Equity from about 1986 on as their special projects coordinator. I then, as part of that job, became the assistant to Colleen Dewhurst, who was the Tony Award-winning actress who was the president of the union at that time. Very beloved in the community, an extraordinary actress. Certainly folks know her from her Tony Award-winning performance in The Moon for the Misbegotten. But also, more recently at that time, she played Murphy Brown's mom on TV. Folks loved her in Anne of Green Gables. She played Marilla. And when I was working for her was when the Council of Actors Equity created the Equity Fights AIDS Committee. And they, all these committees have someone on the staff who staffs them, basically does the work from all the people who have opinions and ideas and help. And just covering my bases. Sure. But because many of them are my friends still. But Colleen was determined that what the committee could do really take root in the industry. She saw how the epidemic was devastating folks, not only in our community, in our business, but all across the city, across the country, and how particularly at that time, many people, government, the church, wanted nothing to do with it. We're really stigmatizing people and penalizing them for being sick as opposed to helping them through it. So that was the Equity Fights AIDS part. Broadway Cares was founded by a small group of producers at about the same time. Roger McFarlane, who was the first executive director at GMHC, was there after that job, was their initial executive director. And when he came on board, he and I met, and he basically said, look, we're going to work together. He said, there's too much to do. There's too much important things, too many important things to accomplish than to worry about which one of our organizations is sort of the top dog here in the industry. So we really began to work side by side and for the next 4 years. So by the time we proposed merger, because we really needed to, the business, the industry, really didn't know the difference between one or the other. So moving from either Equity Fights AIDS and Broadway Cares to Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS, was really a natural progression, and it didn't in any way sort of upset the apple cart of what was happening.
How's the fundraising done?
The fundraising is extraordinary. It's grown from very small. I mean, all of our events have very acorn-like beginnings. You know, we're coming up on the Easter Bonnet competition, which actually began 2 years before we really got started, because it was done actually by the cast of La Cage, the original cast of La Cage.
That makes sense.
Yeah, at the Palace Theater, when they decided to create some bonnets and to put some mason jars in front of them backstage and raise some money just by people voting with dollars for which they thought was the best for, I think, an organization at the time called NAN, which was the National AIDS Network, which is no longer in existence, and maybe GMHC, I'm not even sure. There was a very small version that was done between shows, and then it kind of took root as a benefit about the time that Broadway Cares, as an individual organization, was created. Gypsy of the Year competition, which I've worked on since the first one in 1989, raised $70,000. Now, we were thrilled. That was about 11 shows who participated in the fundraising and the show, and we literally were over the moon with that amount. Last year, it raised 54 shows, raised about $4.5 million. So the exponential growth of all of our events, whether it's Broadway Bears starting, on the bar at Splash with Jerry Mitchell and seven dancers, mostly from the Will Rogers Follies, all raising about $8,000 in bar tips, to last year's 25th, Top Bottoms of Burlesque, which raised $1.6 million. So it's amazing, and I'm very grateful for how the community has allowed Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS to become an institutionalized part of what happens here every year. Now it shifts and changes, events grow, and other events come up. We have lots of other support with a major donor program, corporate support, leadership council, a number of things that we do. But the community support, particularly with those appeals and at those special events that we do annually, are the backbone of what allows us to award over $12 million to a plethora of organizations across the country.
Who decides where those grants go?
Well, there are decisions that are made historically. I mean, half of what we do goes to the Actors Fund of America. So they get a very, very big piece. I mean, easily more than about 50% of that to support all of the programs in the that basically help folks in the industry. Our national grants program, from which we make those 450-some other grants, that's determined by a couple committees of folks. We have three grant rounds, one in January, which is for the food and food service organizations, one in March, which is for the health clinics and a lot of the advocacy organizations and largest LGBT organizations, and then one in June, which is pretty much everybody else, which is direct services, emergency financial assistance, harm reduction programs, and what we call quality of life programs, which is actually expanding a lot as folks in the industry sort of want to do things themselves, which extend sort of the good work that we're doing into other areas. And there's a couple different committees that shift up, you know, change every year. Some of our board members, some folks in the community who have helped us raise the funds, so that they can see how the money that they help us raise is being put to work.
Is there anything that isn't happening that you think should be happening or you wish was happening?
I've never been one that actually comes up with a sort of five-year, that, you know, that Harvard-based five-year, you know, five-year plan, because I think one of the reasons why we are able to continue to do all that we do is because with having an idea of what's coming down the pike and a sense of anticipation as to what we should be aware of, it's mainly about us being flexible and responsive to not only the needs of the folks we assist, the organizations that we fund, whether that's around an issue with HIV or reaching out about any number of other issues as well. We also need to be responsive to the folks in the community who help us raise so much money so that we're engaging with them in a way that still makes sense, in a way that makes them feel participatory, heard, and appreciated. You know, how we worked in 1991, how we worked in 1996 with the advent of the medications, how we worked even 10 years ago, is not completely the same way as we are working today, as the appeals begin this week for what will be the 30th annual Easter Bonnet competition. So, you know, it's a matter of keeping your ear to the ground and your eye a little bit on the road ahead, and if you don't fall over, sort of having a sense of being responsive.
So on the horizon, we're in appeals, spring appeals right now. Yep. Easter Bonnet competition is soon. What else is coming up?
Well, actually, just last Monday, we did Broadway Backwards at the Hirschfeld Theater, the home of Kinky Boots. That's the event we produce that benefits Broadway Cares and the LGBT Center here in New York, where the men sing the women's songs and the women sing the men's songs. Not in a campy sort of, if you will, drag version of that, but really in a context of what it would mean for a woman to sing If I Loved You as much as for a man to sing it. So it's a wonderful event. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. And it last, you know, we raised nearly $500,000. And it's a lot of fun. It's a great event. We also have the Easter Bonnet competition coming up on April 25th at 4:30 and April 26th at 2 at the Minskoff Theater, where all those 50-some shows that are currently fundraising, you know, probably about 15 of them or so will actually do presentations that are the vaudeville that celebrates all the fundraising. We have Broadway Bears coming up, the 26th annual edition, on June 19th, which is a Sunday, at the Hammerstein Ballroom down on 34th Street. You know, there's a number of, you know, smaller events. A new event we do called Broadway Bets, which is a big Texas Hold'em poker tournament, which is kind of fun that we do at Sardi's. And Broadway Barks is coming up, and then the Fire Island Dance Festival in July. And then we have the Hudson Valley Dance Festival, which happens on Saturday, October 8th, up at the Point in Catskill, right on the river, which is just beautiful, which we've done now for 3 years. It's sort of the Hudson Valley version of the Fire Island Dance Festival. We'll come up with five or six dance companies who will do excerpts of their work. There'll be two performances, which is an expansion from what was only one in the first 2 years because it was so successful. And what that also allows us to do is highlight some of the grants that we make in the Hudson Valley, in Albany, right there in Catskill, across the river in Hudson, in Rockland County. It's a great day, and it's beautiful up there in October, so we have a good time.
It's important to sometimes
go up the Hudson River a little ways, huh?
I love going up the Hudson River. I'm going to retire up the Hudson River.
Tom, thank you so much for meeting with me and for all the good work you do.
Yeah, thank you, Sarah.
Tom Viola is the executive director of Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. Their spring appeal is happening in Broadway houses and across the country right now. The 2016 Easter Bonnet Competition takes place on April 25th and April 26th at the Minskoff Theater in New York City. To learn more about Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS, visit broadwaycares.org. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.